Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast with your hosts, Taylor B. and the Bagels.
Hello!
Hello! If you haven't listened to us before, this is an advanced session podcast where we like to dive into some of the spinfoilier topics of Destiny the game. So with that in mind, we might talk about some stuff that if you're like trying to learn about lore, you might not get right away, but just because we don't cover it here doesn't mean we're not here to help. Feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at Spinfoil Theory on a podcast on Podbean. You can reach out to me on Twitter at This Is Red Leader, LITRE, all one word. And you can also email us at spinfoiltheory@gmail.com. So you got some options, and we can give you some direction, try to explain stuff. We don't mean to be exclusive by any means in this. It's just for some of the things that we end up covering in these episodes. We just kind of have an expectation that the listener have like some idea what we're talking about. So now that we have that out of the way, got our housekeeping out of the way, the Bagels, will you tell us about this week's topic?
Well, this week's episode is a rabbit hole.
Nice.
We're diving into Exos, basically their origins, their lore, their basically some of the famous Exos, yeah, and where they came about, anything mm-hmm. like that. Basically, mm-hmm. wherever we feel like going with it, and yeah, you have to put up with it for how long we feel like talking about it. So.
Yeah, usually sometimes we go long. I think the last one we went long. I had to edit out like 20 minutes of stuff. No, like listeners, like it's work. We like to gab, especially me. But but yeah. So diving into Exos, I guess in a rabbit hole it's a little different. So Exos, as you probably know already, Exos are the sort of robot humanoid class in Destiny the game that you can choose from. Well, Exos have a lot of lore about them. They were developed by Clovis Bray. It seems like they were sort of there to be like an army, because I think fewer people in the whole like solar system had entered like military jobs than I think ever in history. I think the percentage was something just like really ridiculously low.
It does seem like one of the first original purposes for Exos was actually to, as an artificial means to extend life. One of the very first lore cards we have on Exos references that. Why do you think Exos were created? It was somebody wanted to live longer, essentially.
Well, that always bothers me too, because it makes me wonder, like, so is it like your brain in the robot body, or is it a copy of you in the robot body?
It's one of those. And that really bugs
me.
Questions.
Well, dude, like that would really bug me, because that's not really living forever to me. That would really, I would be upset about that. Like, all right, Taylor, we did it. Like, this is your robot body. And then, like, I can see the robot body. I'd be like, well, shit. Guess I'll just die. Like,
that's it. That's all I needed. That's my conscience over.
Yeah, bam. And I think the roots of them actually go back to the frames the Ishtar Collective used to explore the Vex network, the Vex simulation that they encountered on Mars. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first time you had some, like, a human brain controlling a robot body in that way, to where, like, you're, like, autonomous in the body. At least it's recorded in Destiny that I'm aware of. So that's another, like, very cool note to note. One thing that you have to talk about when you talk about Exos is their number. They all have a number after their name. And now, it's confirmed that the number is reflective of the amount of times that they have reset, what they call a reset. And this makes perfect sense to me, because they're the machines, right? And they're building up all this cached memory, and eventually they're just going to run out of space, especially if they're based off a human brain. Like that makes perfect sense to me. They got to restart, right?
Kind of one of the basic premises. Yeah.
And it's really interesting whenever they do this. There's a card from D1 where I believe it's Cade is talking about the dream sequence that they go through, but it seems like this dream sequence, like, for the most part, generally goes wrong. It's like you end up destroying all the memories you have, as opposed to whatever you're supposed to do. If that makes sense. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I'm trying to remember what you're exactly referencing. Because there's the one, you're not talking about the Deep Sword Grift where they're basically defending it against everybody they know. Is
The
that what you're
tower.
talking
They're
about?
defending the tower,
The
and
tower.
it's
Oh,
a bad. I think
yeah.
that might be on the Deepstone Crypt mark,
Okay. That might
or
be where.
something. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Yep.
Yeah. So there's that, and it's talking about like you're defending this tower from the thing. And every time I hear about it, they even call it a dream. But that you know how like in actual people, when you go to sleep, your dreams are sort of this result of your short-term memory being converted over to your long-term memory, as things transfer over. So like you're in a way you're clearing your cache data and saving it on your hard drive. Boom. I feel like there's something like the Deepstone Crypt to me sounds like it's a place that allows for that to happen, or a function of Exos maybe that allows for that to happen, and like it's missing. So you just end up deleting everything.
That's plausible. Personally, I've kind of always interpreted it as more of just a some like you said, for humans, we dream, we convert memories via dreams a lot of the time.
That
At least that's
REM
how we
sleep.
understand it. And so my thought process has always been it's more of a figurative thing, the Deepstone Crypt itself. The only reference that makes me hesitate on that is Cade's stashes, where he says that for the makers of the Deepstone Crypt, those guys need to watch out, basically, because he knows what they're all about. And so that's the only lore reference that makes me double think that.
Well, so
Yeah, go
there's
ahead.
some lore we get this season. I think actually just like yesterday, as of this recording, when they finally opened up the Mars or the Moon Bunker.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Uh,
Oh
it's 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 what she says at the
yeah, I skipped it because I joined you.
No. So she Annabre makes reference to the Deepstone Crypt, with that it doesn't really confirm or deny anything, but it's like they're bringing it back up. So there's a chance. A lot of people right now are talking about could we bring Cade back? If only a couple of dudes had recorded like a thing, talking just about that. Do you know like I don't know any grouping of just like two dudes who may have recorded an episode? That is weird.
Seems mildly familiar. I don't
Weird.
know. Yeah.
I think it was the Cooking in Tinfoil podcast.
Was?
Yeah, they were talking about chicken. They just got off on a tangent.
I thought there was a Cake and a Tyler involved in
Oh,
that whole
Tyler and
podcast.
Cake. Tyler and Cake. I wish Tyler was also an androgynous name, because then we could have like a Fiona and Cake thing going on. We could like for April Fool's just get a couple of friends who are women to come on and host the show. Be like, yeah, dude, it's Taylor. What's up? Like, yeah, and I'm Cake. I'm the Cakes. You got it. I would enjoy that. I might have to edit that out. That idea might be gold. And they'll never let us live it down. But yeah, so this is where you sort of get, especially involving the Deepstone Crypt and how Exos were applied. This is where you start to get super spin foily. Just so you want to know like where the drop off is into the deep part of the ocean here. Where the shelf is. So the biggest part to me is with their application, because I think it's the description of them in D1 when you are creating your character, maybe, where they talk about how they're an instrument of war. That combined with the fact that it seems there was some lore that we got this season, or maybe like in the last few weeks, that was released on the web, where Anna Bray is she's viewing a recording of herself from before she died, so like the original Anna Bray, and she's saying like, "Congratulations, you've been selected for the Echo Project." Like blah blah blah. Please walk this way. I got huge. What is it? Portal 2 vibes when you're going through the factory and you're getting the walkthrough from the guy, but he's like been dead for years.
Yeah.
Or it's like you're getting the walkthrough for like the
Sure.
60s,
I'll give
70s,
it.
and the 80s, and like then the 90s, like by the end of
Yeah.
it. So anyway, exos are, they're like designed, at least as we encounter them. They might not have started out this way in particular, but like at least as we encounter them, they are like instruments of war. Like they were designed for fighting. And to me, it makes a lot more sense if there's multiples of each unit. Now, hear me out here. When Cade is on Nessus and he's interacting at the base D2 game, he's interacting with Failsafe. She keeps referring to him as the Cade unit. So
Sure.
that's one thing I want to put down there right now. So if you had the fewest amount of people ever joining the military, doing military-based tasks, and your solution is to turn them into robots, but why would you only do it from a 1-to-1 robot like ratio? Why wouldn't you make two Cade units or like a handful of Cade units you can put out there in different deployments at once?
True. If it's possible, we don't know much about the transfer process itself, whether or not it's a direct copy transfer and whether you can do it multiple times, or whether or not you could take a unit and then do a direct copy of that. That's something we don't know a whole lot about, but it's definitely possible.
It's not, well, so I, again, like I'm sort of what's the thing? Not Occam's razor, the other one, Hickam's dictum. Things can be as complicated as they damn well please.
Fair enough.
And it's basically saying like I think this isn't to say like in con in counter to the reset theory, but hear me out here. Like I think that could be explained, and if it were, like again, this has been Foil Podcast, so like if it were, I think that'd be one of those things where like, okay, we have these exos. These exos, just like so. One thing I think we can look at is other pieces of humanity's technology from the Golden Age, and precursors to the exo technology. So if we go into the lore and we read about the Red Jacks and we read about, them going out and their operations. I think it was Delilah, and I think it was what's his name in the tower. Are the two that they talk about the most. But anyway, the way they go out is the Red Jacks go out, and the ones that survive sync all their data together, and then they all have that experiences, and they're all better. They know how to like win the next time. And by the end of it, that's why the Red Jacks specifically are like friggin' nasty, especially Dahlia and Duder, who hangs out with with Shax in the tower. And so if frames are a like what exo technology was sort of built on top of or leapfrogged from, I think it stands to reason that these exos built for war would try to sync up their memories, maybe in a protocol or to a place called the Deepstone Crypt, and then it would have reset or resynced all the different all the like, for example, all the different Cade units, or all the different. It wouldn't be like literally all the exos syncing together, but like all of that version.
Sure.
So now,
And to add some credence to your thought process, why wouldn't they back themselves up if they could,
right?
at the very least?
Robot soldiers.
That's the basis of any technology nowadays. You have to back it up, or else you're risking losing all of your data. And certainly a consciousness is probably the most important piece of data that you can try and back up if it's possible.
And
That
if you're
that'd be
moral, so it might not have been the most important thing to Clovis Bray. Not
Sure.
gonna lie.
That's fair. The morality is certainly a gray area with them.
Well, it's like you never, excuse me. You never learn enough about Clovis directly. It's always like his little kids. And what if like the parent Bray like isn't even Clovis? Like that's their granddad. They just like live forever. In the Golden Age, like I'm always thinking about like some silly stuff like that. Like how many Brays
Sure.
could there be when humans are living like hundreds of years in like great health and like, but they're still making kids. Like how many Brays could there have been like involved in this company at that point?
Just a whole company of brace.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. You could have a whole battalion of Brays. Like it could just be everywhere. None of them looking that much over 30. You got old one has a streak of gray hair, but just the one. Ugh. Yeah, it stands to reason to me that if we were, and I think we said this in our first episode, the one about Cade 6, I feel like, yes, there are some hoops they have to go through, but I kind of also feel like that's where they're pushing us, because I mean, the Echo program, an Echo as we've encountered elsewhere in the game, is at least, at very least, I'm not saying it's the same technology, but it's a copy. Like, Oryx had an Echo, and it was basically Oryx. And they're similar, not too dissimilar, to Reflections, which are also a copy, at least of your consciousness. So if you can, if you're in this Echo program, and I mean, these are the Brays, so they also dabbled in a number of technology. We know they've encountered the darkness by way of the Vex. We know they've encountered the darkness by way of the moon from the Shadowkeep lore. I don't think it's that big of a stretch. I mean, what if the Echo program is based off darkness echoes?
Here, hold with me for a second here. It kind
Hork!
of spiked a thought for me.
Ooh!
So echoes. So in the reference to Oryx, you have an echo. I would argue an echo of Oryx is significantly less powerful than the actual thing.
Oh yeah, but it's basically the same. I not power wise, but like, yeah.
They're very similar. And then obviously, so if these echoes that we're finding in the legacy lore pieces that Bungie posted online. What if those echoes are spin-offs of Rasputin? Significantly less powerful versions of Rasputin, but Rasputin nonetheless.
Oh, and are you sort of going with the part where they have the frames, as they called them, that they could fragment him into?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I'm not quite sure how this all fits
You
together.
get spin foily, brother. You do it.
But what if Rasputin was successfully broken into pieces or some of his pieces? Like we don't have a whole lot of information on yet on
I think
whether or
he's.
not he was actually broken up.
I think he's like three quarters there. I think they said he had 9 of 12.
That's kind of what it's looking like.
I think that's what the recent web lore said.
Okay. So if that's the case, then what if these echoes that were on your or the echo that we encounter on Uranus is a spin-off of Rasputin's like consciousness almost,
I mean,
that portion of it.
I think that would stand to reason.
Yeah.
That could be, although I think it's got to be more than that. I don't think it would be limited to just that, like a yes and, for all
Sure.
my improv friends out there. But it's just because the, and it's really odd that it's her recording that picks this up. But the when Anna Bray greets Anna Bray and immediately goes into like, you've been selected for the Echo program. Like, starts telling him about it, then like cuts out. It just, they had to do it more than once. You know what I mean? And I think they did show that that Rasputin. So, oh yeah, remember fans and listeners, the did Rasputin shoot the Traveler in the back episode? Maybe he was about to, and so they fragmented his mind.
It's definitely possible. It's they reference a lot to the what are they? The Stockholds. I forget there's a
The
term for it that
the
they
Seraphs? The Seven Seraphs?
No, oh shoot, what are they called? It's another term for a stockhold. Basically something that's used to lock you up.
Okay.
Usually it's a form of punishment,
Gotcha,
in like
gotcha, gotcha,
medieval
gotcha.
times those
Stockade?
it's not quite that yet. It's a term like that though.
That's the thing where you have to put
And
your hands in your head through? Or like your
exactly.
hands in your
Yeah,
feet? Yeah.
that's what I'm imagining anyway.
Yeah.
And so that's a program that they're referencing. And certainly they could have tried to put Rasputin into that, because there was definitely a program that was designed to lock Rasputin up. That much is confirmed. And whether or not they successfully did that is unknown. And then
I think.
after that broke up
Well, I feel like
is.
they were partially successful at best, because, like, if they had done it, then Rasputin couldn't have woken up for Siva.
Correct.
He couldn't have like woken up every now and again and like checked on like humanity and then the last city when that starts being put up, like you can't.
And I kind of get the impression with the installation facility 9, I think it is, on Mars, that it seems like Rasputin rebelled against them attempting to do that. My impression is that he sent frames down into that facility and tried to stop whatever they were trying to do.
Well, 'cause the in the Shadowkeep lore, the mind that they talk to, I think it's Firewall. That's a submind of Rasputin.
Is he a submind, or is he just like an AI that's kind of like a support?
He's both, but he's a submind of Rasputin. Clovis Bray put him in there, and that's why he like I think at one point as they're going crazy, they question it about like are you sending this to Rasputin? And he's just like, yeah, this is what I do. I'm a submind.
Right?
Like, what do you mean?
I guess when you're using the term submind, you're referring to just an AI that is below the chain of Rasputin. Is that how you're terminology
I guess
that?
I'm thinking of like a sort of like an expanding tree. It's
Okay.
like it's all Rasputin. Rasputin is in the parent.
Okay.
And Rasputin has all the settings of everything that comes below him.
Okay.
But this would still be like a routine that's below like the main Rasputin. So like
Sure.
it's like you a Star Trek fan? I'm thinking it's more like Seven of Nine.
Okay, sure.
Like type of
Just
deal. Like little more individuality, still works for the other thing.
sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
I can see that.
ugh.
Although more plugged into the network, the Borg network, so to speak, than 7 of 9 would have been.
Oh yeah, just a little.
Yeah, but
Just
still having that element of individuality. I see where you're going with it. Sure.
yeah, well like yeah, and that's why well, I mean, spoilers if you haven't watched the 90s show Star Trek Voyager. That's why the Borg had to send. She was from a micro collective that they used for like specific tasks. It makes her sound like a secret agent Borg. But then like the other eight get killed after, but like they select her to interact with Janeway and the human crew just because it's a lot easier to interact with her than like someone who's hooked up to like the main Vex collect or yeah, Borg collective. Look at me.
That's a topic for another
Oh God. Oh, are we talking about Kabir? 'Cause I'll do it. I will talk about Kabir all day. But that's for another time. That's we'll leave that in as a little preview for everybody. But yeah, so I think I really feel like there's whatever piece we're missing, it's gonna connect all these dots. And I feel like they are building up to a stream in it. But like, holy shit, Exos just without bringing the light into it. Exos are ridiculous. And I think we were talking about this earlier, the Biggles, but it makes me wonder, so are Guardian Exos number reflective of, and I think you had an answer for this too, but like is that number indicative of how many times they've been reset total, or how many times they've been reset since becoming a Guardian, like Arisen?
I'm pretty sure it's number of resets prior to becoming Arisen.
But how do it know?
I don't think there's evidence of a Guardian being reset post being Risen.
Yeah, but I mean,
So
like, how would the Risen Guardian, with no memories, know its designation if it doesn't know like the first part?
it's etched into them, like literally, it's etched into their memory and or their chest or
Oh, in the case
however.
of Fellwinter, ignore that number on your chest. I'm your
Yeah,
ghost. Your name is
yeah.
Fellwinter.
If there's a lore card I was reading earlier, and it specifically says that it's etched into their wiring or into their
Framework. Oh, so it'd
organ.
be like it's etched into it.
Yeah.
So then how
So,
can
and
Okay,
I
hear me out here
it
though.
can still update,
But
but it's still fixed.
hear me out here though. Etched into it. That sounds like you need some sort of apparatus to actually like reset, 'cause like physical changes are made. Now, hear me out here. How
That I
can
can handle.
Banshee then? How can we find stuff in the tower from Banshee like 44 or not 44, but like Banshee like 42 Like, you know, in the little lords thing you can find if you go below his stand.
I know exactly what you're referencing,
Yeah.
and it's Banshee attempting to log in as Banshee. We don't have
But
any evidence that it was actually Banshee 41 trying to log in.
well,
So
but
we don't, we think, I believe it was Banshee 44 trying to log in as 41 because he was trying to, he had a bit of that memory that was still
Oh,
mixed up in
the
there.
how oh like how just deleting something doesn't always really get rid of it,
Correct.
lingers. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that too, but then why would he be logging in there? Oh, it's like the thing he forgets is his name.
Correct. He's basically he's a
Yeah.
user forgetting his
Yeah. I can dig that. Yeah, we should
username.
I wish we were
It
more popular on Twitter. I want to try and start like a hype train of getting John DiMaggio to just say random shit as Banshee. I would
That'd
have fun with that. I would have fun with that.
be
Yeah, like hold on, my stove. I left the stove on, Guardian. And he just like leaves. Like, what are you doing
Two days
cooking? You
later.
yeah. Like, yeah, his whole apartment's just on fire. He never even did it. He
Yeah.
never even went to fix it. Got sidetracked. But yeah, so the whole reset thing, we definitely need a piece of the picture there to really get them. But like one thing I'm kind of hoping for is, and it doesn't have to be Cade, but like if we did run into another Cade unit, I'm hoping it's sort of like a multiple man thing. Like each unit, especially now that they can't sync up anymore, is like its own person.
Sure.
So if we ran into another Cade, he could be like a complete asshole. He could be like they could go anywhere with it. Like he could be an enemy that we have to fight.
It's true. It's very true. That actually make for a pretty compelling story. The
I would play
dead
that
hero
story.
comes back as a villain.
But it's not him though. It's like when in those shows or like bad movies when like someone dies and they have like a twin or cousin who's the same actor, looks exactly like them, and then they eventually like assume the nickname. Yeah. We've all seen that show. You know what, guys? I think I'd just really like it if you called me Tex too. Yeah, and there's a the way that I feel like they have to do it, and a lot of people are talking about, oh, it would mean nothing if Cade came back. I mean, it's a fucking video game. He's not. It's not Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben, and who's the other one? The two people who like stay dead. I think it's just Uncle Ben now. It used to be Bucky.
I'm not sure.
It's a comic reference. So like Uncle Ben and Spider-Man. I think.
Spider-Man, I get that.
Yeah. So like he can never come back because it just would change the entire dynamic of Spider-Man.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So like even I think even the one where it's like in Spider-Verse where it's you have the spider Uncle Ben.
Okay.
Oh, dude, his outfit's cool. He's a little chubbers, but his outfit's really, really cool. I was like, he's been Spider-Man for like 16 years. Let him be a jacked old man. You gotta look like, yeah, but that's just me. There's another one in the Spider-Verse. I don't know if they killed her off, but where it's like Aunt May is Spider-Man instead of Peter, and she's like keeping Ben and him out of trouble.
Interesting.
It's
I haven't watched any of that, so I have no frame
Oh,
reference,
well,
but
definitely watch the movie. This is from like the comics, I think, before the movie came out, because they had some. I'm not. This is a tangent. Let me stop myself right there. I feel like whatever we find out about Exos, there's gonna have to be some rules so that Bungie can keep them as player characters. I will say that. Like,
sure.
there can't be like a thing where people can suddenly take over Exos or like activate them at once or like reset them on purpose. Like you can't do that.
Particularly
Yeah.
Guardian Exos.
This is what I'm saying.
I could see Exos that aren't connected to the light like Guardian Exos are. I could see those being manipulated or taken over by Rasputin. I could absolutely see that. We can even have a cutscene where Banshee and the Postmaster are marching out of the tower, and we're like, "What the hell's going on here?"
Postmaster is a frame, not an exo.
You're correct. Sorry. Sometimes I give Katie your own personality.
I still like was it Sweeper Bot became became
Well, became it's Callus's tool.
yeah, what's his name in the it's not Wilhelm, he's the one on
Benedict.
Nessus, Benedict, yeah, and it would be great because now he's a traitor, but I think that'd be interesting if you had to fight them, or if like if he does end up summoning them. I just don't I feel like he's got his own frames. I you know like the ones we can pull the heavy frame. and he can just like apparently assemble whenever he wants. I feel like if Rasputin is able to summon stuff, he's got the heavy frames, like he can use things that were never meant for killing to just like take out guardians and like do what he wants. I don't feel like he would need to take like I don't feel like he would need Exos
That's fair.
to be honest. But then you go back into D1 and you have comments that he makes observing the Exo Stranger saying how, well, I know you're not one of mine.
Yes. But we do also have evidence of Exos being in like a Rasputin army. Like if you think of Kraken Mare, those Exos directly report to Rasputin, seemingly.
But when
Hence
isn't that more just like of a general soldier type thing? Like he's the war mind. Who else would be in
And
charge?
that's kind of what my thought process is here. I don't think that Rasputin can directly control Exos because they have their own consciousness. I think he can control the Ex the frames, but the Exos themselves are independent entirely of Rasputin.
I'd be willing to do that. So, I guess to close out the bagels, who is your favorite EXO?
Favorite Exo?
Live
I
or
mean,
dead, you can go any way you want.
It's got to be Cade. I mean, Cade is basically the most influential Exo there is for me personally, and I'm a Hunter main, so it's just like, yeah, it's got
Okay. When do you ever
to
think we'll ever get our Vanguard back? I want Jerry to step up there already.
It's got to be soon.
It's got to be soon. And, you know, the
And
met like if
I'm.
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was
Go
gonna
ahead.
say, like, it can't be that weird for him to keep his helmet on. No one says shit about Shaxx, even though he can apparently drink coffee with it on, like.
Yeah, I'm wondering if next season it doesn't get resolved. Like they're talking about everything being resolved next season, and I'm like, well, maybe the Hunter Vanguard should be at the top
Yeah.
of that
Yeah,
list.
it would be nice to have some direction again.
Yeah.
It would be nice. For
I
me,
don't like Fillion.
favorite dead EXO, also Cade 6. I'll give that. Nathan Fillion was that was one of the best parts about being a hunter is we had the coolest Vanguard. To me. Favorite living EXO? Lakshmi 2.
That's fair.
Lakshmi 2, and it's not even that she's mysterious and awesome, and apparently she's only been reset. I'm gonna say she's only been reset once. Because she's Lakshmi
My
2, like, I figure assume the first one is number 1.
Exactly, and we have evidence of that with Ada, because Ada's never been reset. She's just Ada 1.
Yeah. Well, and she's not even a typical EXO. She's like,
Correct. Super EXO,
well, she's not even
basically.
like. Well, she is a Forge, is what that is. Oh, man, yeah, we should have been talking about Ada for more. Well, I mean, because her stuff is ridiculous. Like, if you go through the quest and you like complete her memory core that she like lost throughout the quest, she actually like isn't mean to you anymore. She's like, oh, you're kind of sweet.
Yeah, she definitely respects you after you give her that.
Yeah. So it but the fact that she like is or like hooks in, like I take Forge in sort of like a design like execution standpoint, as opposed to like she's literally just like, oh, like she opened her mouth and here's this gun, here's a blast furnace, have fun. I feel like she's like the critical component to the forges,
Was more my impression as well.
but I feel like she's got completely different needs. Like all the other EXOs eat, drink, and I guess have sex. Do you think they have sex?
I think they're capable of it
So that means
from
they have like robot dongs.
everything. Attachments.
Attachments. They have robot attachments. Oh man. Oh man. We're gonna call them accessories from now on. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
You've led me down
I know.
the
I know. Hold on. Hold on, guy. Hold on, baby. I gotta attach my dongle. He gets caught in there. Oh, that just raises so many questions. So many questions. Because
I
I don't.
mean,
Ugh.
I would certainly think that they're capable of sexual experiences because the whole concept is they can eat and drink. So that's to help them prevent DER from coming on.
Well, but
I would.
I feel like also though, like the stuff they eat and drink isn't normal stuff.
It's true.
Or
That is
they
true.
can drink, 'cause I think like there's a in the was it in D1, but you know like that little like hideout that was under the tower in whichever game where it's like a little like hunter's den thing. He, there's a there's some lore of him like drinking down there, and he's like drinking some sort of like on fire fuel thing. Like it sounds like it would have murdered an actual person if they tried to drink it.
You've also got evidence of Cade in the bar. What's the phrasing? He was buzzed.
Yeah.
I'm a robot.
Yeah.
Something like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. Like it's I feel like it's like that and that actually makes me wonder what kind of ramen he could eat. It's just like chain links and like I don't know. I don't know. That just raises even more questions. Like, 'cause I get that you like want that sensation, but like it also clearly needs to be like a little different. Or
Sure. I
like
mean, yeah, physically it would have to be. There's no getting around that.
that is dongles. That is
Hold on, maybe
weird.
let me give a dongle.
Well, what got me on this is I was thinking like I don't think Ada needs to do that.
No,
She doesn't even have a mouth.
Ada is exempt from typical EXO rules. She is developed by an independent by the Black Armory, and so she was designed to not need it all. But she's also a special case because I think she's the only EXO ever made from a child. Like
Oh,
the.
she's the Shin. I think it's like a young teen is when she's made. But yeah, she's like the child EXO.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different all around with Ada, and we don't have a whole lot of extra knowledge to pass around as
So
a
here's
result.
one. How did she get that big ass friggin' room in the tower? And she didn't even like humanity. She didn't even like Guardians. She didn't even like any of us, but she's like, "Yeah, no, I've got some real estate."
My impression is that it's been there for a while, and since the original tower wasn't there, she just kind of got by. I don't know exactly how that works, but she's clearly special.
Well, they the well, yeah, 'cause the Black Armory helped out they indirectly helped out the Awoken, I want to say. Yeah, Beard Grizzly has a video out about that,
Okay,
actually.
might have to refresh that.
Yeah, no, he does a good job in some of these lore dives. I guess shout out to Beard, hey, if you're listening. But yeah, yeah, it really bugs me that she kind of has very different rules, because then it makes you kind of question everything about Exos. Like at this point, I wonder if she even has the dreams about the Deepstone Crypt, because I don't think she was
Well,
ever hooked up to it.
correct. I don't think the normal rules apply to her at all. And in fact, like bringing up DER, my impression is that it might be an actual thing, but it's certainly not as widespread as Bray wanted everybody to think it was.
Well, I also wonder, you know, speaking of DER in Ada's case, she clearly has like memory and things that have nothing to do with her consciousness as a living forge that she
Sure.
is, right?
Sure.
So I'm wondering if she doesn't, like, if her memory's just built differently.
That's possible too.
Because
We do know that it's probably similar because the person who left the Bray organization to create Anna or Ada, excuse me, Ada was what was part of the Bray organization. So clearly some of those experiences would have transferred over. Probably a lot of the similar tech would have transferred over as well,
That's really
but
interesting.
might have been improved upon, or they might have taken out the intentional flaws
Well,
that
I kind of look
Bray's
at
had.
it as you know how like Rolls-Royce like they're really good 'cause you just had a team of people who were like, you know, meticulously like handcrafting this machine. And then you have stock cars that can be really good and there's like a lot more of them, they're a lot more affordable, but like they're built on an assembly line. I feel like that might be like Ada versus other Exos.
And that very well could be too. Yeah, it could be just like a once in a lifetime model versus the mass produced ones. Yeah, I could see that.
Can dig it.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of directions you can take the
Well,
differentiation versus gray ones.
do you think she is capable of making an exo in a similar fashion to herself? Or do you think that's something that's lost with her moms that died?
My guess is probably not. At least we don't have any evidence of that being a thing.
Well, yeah.
It's possible, but it seems like she didn't know much about making exos.
Yeah. Yeah, but she was surprisingly good with that sniper very fast. For someone who, like, in the whole build-up to that lore, it's just like, yeah, I'm a teenage girl, and it sucks being stuck in the collapse, and we're in this place, and, like, you know, like, just very, like, very normal, like, stuff you might read about from that standpoint. And it's like, guess I'm a robot now. Like, I'm gonna shoot this dude and his ghost from, like, 100 clicks. But, all right, the bagels. We're reaching our limits here. I think this has been a long one, but I think we definitely hit a lot more spots than I was expecting tonight.
Yeah, we kind of bounced all over the place. That was great.
So, sir, any shout-outs, final words?
Guess I have nothing directly tonight. Just kind of shout out to the Destiny community and keep doing your good stuff, and I'll see you on LFG, basically.
Nice. Nice. That's always everyone shout out to the Iron Banner, the at least for Taylor B, preferred end game PvP experience to Trials. Although having finally played Exodus Blue in the Iron Banner, which I know is different, like I kind of wish I had had more time to go into Trials this weekend. I really didn't. Had some other obligations to do. But so definitely shout out to Lord Saladhands and the Banana. Serious shout out to the Lore Network, who we're so happy to be a part of, and all their fine shows. Definitely go check them out. And shout out to anyone who in this quarantine found themselves by themselves. I hope that listening to us and, you know, other podcasts, recordings, content, videos, what have you, sort of helps fill that void a little bit. Of human contact, you know, we really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us in the first place. But like, if we're doing anything positive over there, like, dude, we will keep it up. No worries. All right. So with that, I think we're at our end, everyone. Bye bye.
Bye.